You know, sometimes when we pray, we'll be like, God, you're not answering my prayers. What am I doing wrong? You don't love me anymore, God. Why is this person doing great things and I'm here? I just want you to remember that there's something you have to first believe, right? The Bible says those coming to Jesus should first believe that he is. So when you want something, you should first believe that you are worth it, that you can do that thing. And it's a problem a lot of us struggle with. Do you get me? You want something real bad, but you don't even believe that you deserve to have that thing. So it's how nature is. If you don't believe, it's not going to come to you, right? A lot of people that believe in the universe call it manifestation, but my faith, Christianity, we call it faith. So you have to first of all believe that you are what that thing you're asking for. So a lot of times when prayers are not answered or when things don't go our way, it's not because God doesn't love us or God is not answering our prayers. A lot of times we don't even believe that we deserve what we're asking for, and we push it away by ourselves. And it's something that's happened with me, so I'm sure it's something that's happened with you. Anyway, it's been a very, very long break. Right now it's past 11 and I've wanted to record this episode. I wanted to type it out, but something just told me this is the reason you had a podcast in the first place, to speak about what you feel. And I just remember that, yeah, I could do that. So yeah, I apologize for not recording as often as I should. Genuinely, I've been trying to like find my place, you know, career change, to find what I would do in the long run. And I didn't just want to add another kind of burden, like recording podcasts. But I'm happy for you sticking around. So today we're just going to dive in really quickly. I'm not doing anything very official. I'm just going to air my opinions like I'm recording, like I'm talking to my friend, because all of you guys are my friend. Humanitarians are my friends. We're going to be discussing, are you ready? Are you ready? And right now, I'm with no notepad. I did not plan this. It's not structured, so whatever. Are you really ready? You know, like I said in the beginning, a lot of times we pray, God, let this thing happen to me. God, I want to be at a certain stage, at a certain time, da 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 da. But then, God answers your prayers. The opportunity comes to you. And immediately the opportunity comes, you see it like this kind of very, very big road that you cannot cross, and you be like, I don't think I'm ready for this. But you prayed for that. You know, there's this example when you're praying to be booked and busy, but you're not even ready to be booked and busy. You know, let's say the first week you have no job, second week no job coming your way, then the third week you have like 4, you know, to cover up for the lost weeks, and then you start complaining, this is not what I bargained for, this is not what I wanted, booked and busy, but this not. So do you realize that human beings are our own problems, right? You want something, but you can't even handle it. That's why a lot of times it's not good to complain, because you don't know what God is protecting you from. And we'll quickly blurt out, God doesn't love me, he doesn't care about me, he doesn't answer my prayer, and we'll be praying and kabashing and shaking our heads in church and all of that stuff. I'm not saying praying is bad, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that sometimes we use our hands to we destroy ourselves by ourselves. You know, God is so amazing, because everything you need has already been provided for you. You just have to tap into it. I have, there's also this scenario that, let's say you're a good person, you've been doing good for people, you know, asking, you're this kind of person that normally reaches out. If you don't notice someone, maybe in your workplace or in the media, online, wherever, and you reach out Are you okay? How have you been? I just felt like I should reach out. I haven't been seeing you. I haven't been seeing your content and all of that stuff. And you're always that kind of person. You're always the giver, right? Never the receiver, if you can relate. Yeah, you're always the one, you know, having the first day. You're always the organizer. You're always the one bringing people together and all that stuff. And you're praying to yourself, God, I need friends like myself. I need friends that can as well help me when I'm down. I need friends that can reach out to me when I feel bad. I need friends that will ask me in details how I am. But you're also this kind of person that does not like to share things. You don't like to talk about your feelings. You don't like to say what is on your mind, right? You're not, you find it hard to be vulnerable, and you're praying that God should give you friends like yourself. You know, it's conflicting because you're not opening your heart to receiving those things, but you want them. I don't know if you get my point. You're complaining that nobody reaches out, but when someone reaches out to you, when they ask you, how are you really doing? You just say, I'm fine. You're not giving in details. You know how frustrating that can be to the person asking you. Next time, the person will want to ask you, so it's not the person's fault. So you're at that moment, you're self-sabotaging. You're saying, okay, I want this, but I don't want to do the work it takes to get this. So it's very, very crazy. So a lot of times we are not even ready for the things we're asking for. I noticed this in myself as well, because a lot of times I've been the one reaching out, the one giving. But I was praying, God, I need people like myself that would help me, that would strengthen me, you know, all those prayers. And when I began to see that the prayer was evident, I started to hide. It's very, very crazy. If people reach out to me, you know, niceness, kind people, really kind people, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, what does this one want again? Because it's not something I'm used to, and I'm not justifying my actions, but recently, like this year, I've been very intentional about my growth and very intentional about how I treat people. So if anyone asks me how am I doing and I'm really not doing fine and I need assistance and I need help, I tell them that I need help. So I don't pursue the prayers that I have been making. So I don't chase the prayers away, because that's exactly what we do a lot of times. When you say, okay, I'm ready. You're praying to God, God, I'm ready for this big opportunity. I need that big break. And God gives you that big break, and you misuse it because you feel like you cannot handle it. If you can't handle it, then why are you praying for it? You know? That's why I will always believe God's timing is the best. He knows best when you are ready. Lots of times we feel, oh, I'm ready for this. If anything comes at this stage, I'm ready. But you really are not ready. If you're praying for good adult friendships, if you're praying for good people around you, and they come, and then you pursue them, maybe because you cannot speak about yourself, you cannot talk about your feelings, then it's your fault. God has provided those things for you, and you are chasing them away because you feel that you are not worthy of that kind of attention, or that kind of love, or that kind of, I don't know, maybe worthy of anything good. And an opportunity comes your way, and you're saying, what about other people? Didn't they see other people? Why are they picking me? Am I that good? Then you're chasing those opportunities away with your own hand. I'll give you an example. Something happened, which I don't know, good things have been happening recently, which I thank God for. And I started to see ways in which human beings, in which I myself, in which you may have sabotaged our growth. So an opportunity came, and I was like, but I'm not that good now. said it to myself, and I was like, I mean, I'm not the only one that does this thing, so why are they giving it to me? But before then, I was praying, God, I need this to come to pass, and I need to do this before maybe the year ends. I need to be here. And God finally answered that prayer, and I said to look around, people doing what I do. I was like, are you sure they did not, or are they just doing it because, are they doing me a favor? Do you get me? Because now what it means is, like, I'm praying for that thing, but I'm not even ready for it. Mentally, I'm not ready for it. I've already structured my mind that, okay, this is the kind of jobs that I deserve, and this kind of jobs I do not deserve. And that's what hinders growth most of the times. You know, the Bible says a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and not mere men. And if we keep seeing ourselves standing before mere men, we're never ever going to grow. You start seeing yourself standing before kings. And when they say kings, they don't mean a person literally wearing crowns or whatever. Anybody of maybe high caliber, you know, the higher. It's like God is placing you on a gold high staircase, and you're looking at the bronze down and saying, God, are you sure I'm meant to be here? That bronze is where I'm comfortable. That bronze staircase is the place I'm used to, so take me back there. Do you get? So a lot of times we self-sabotage. A lot of times I was walking when I got this topic, are you ready? It just kept ringing in my head, are you ready? And I was also inspired after watching a YouTube video on Magnify. It's a very educative channel. I'll put the channel description in my bio, in my topic description. After I watched this, the topic they were talking about was maintaining adult friendships and sisterhood. It's a Christian platform, so I feel it's going to be very beneficial for you, even for guys too. If you feel like watching it, sure, you could. So that's what, I don't know, that's basically all of it. Like I said, this is not structured. I don't have a notepad with me. I don't have anything. I'm just, you know, airing my emotions for those who get to hear. So that's it basically. A lot of times we're not even ready for what we ask for, you know. That's why we need to be constantly in check of our feelings, you know. The things you're asking for, are you even ready to do them? It's not by praying and by saying, God give me this, are you even ready? Let's say, okay, it happens. You're not even ready to sustain it. You don't believe you can. So how would you? Right? So, I don't know. Just believe. You know, in the beginning I said, if you come to God, come believing that He is. You know, even though you have to do it blindly, do it believing. Believe. Belief is such a very strong thing. It cannot be overlooked. So, next time when you're asking for something, ask with certainty. Ask believing that you will get it, and ask believing that when it comes, you'll be able to handle it. You know, if you want to meet a good person, you must first be good. If you want to meet a kind person, you must first be kind. It works like that, and like that, and like that. So don't go, you know how it is. Don't go saying, I want to meet a good person, someone as good as I am. Why don't I ever meet good people? Kind people exist. I'm one of them, but why am I not meeting kind people? And then someone is kind to you one day, and you're saying, this one is pretense. You cannot be the only kind person. That's your ego talking. You cannot be the only kind person. If you are kind, there are other kind people. You just need to find them. And when you find them, open your heart to receive them. Because how would you feel if you're extending kindness to someone and that person you're extending kindness to feels you're a fake?